Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Last week on the podcast, I talked to you about how I would create graph paper representations of the rooms that I wanted to rearrange furniture in. And I used post-it notes in order to create the different furniture that I wanted to arrange inside of those rooms. I cannot even tell you how many hours I spent in my teenage years doing that. This week, I want to talk to you about cleaning out your closets, dressers if you have them, and just generally going through your clothes. Ironically, last weekend, I went through my own closet, reorganized it, and cleaned it out. And then last night, I went through both of my kids' closets. And I would say to do my closet took about an hour, and to do my kids' closets together took about an hour and a half. So not very much time. Now, when you do your clothes and your closet, it may take you longer. And one of the things you'll learn as you learn the skill of organization is that every time you go to reorganize a space that you have already organized before, it happens much quicker, the organization gets better, and you're able to get rid of more and more. So in my closet, I have a master closet, and it is a walk-in closet. It's not a large closet, but it is a walk-in closet. And when I organized my closet, there were only two items that I got rid of because I go through my clothes about every 6 to 8 weeks. I get rid of clothes on a regular basis. This is the first thing I want you to realize. You don't have to wait until you completely reorganize your room or a brand new season in order to let go of the items that are in your room or in your closet. My kids have gotten very good over the years that as they no longer want or need something, they will either put it in the donation area or when they were younger, they would bring it to me. So when my kids were pretty little, like 5, 6, 7, we started organizing their room on a regular basis and they knew that it was okay to donate anything they wanted to. And very often they would walk up to me in the middle of the day with a toy and say, "I'm done with this. You can give it to a child that doesn't have enough toys," or "I don't need this anymore. You can donate it to church." Donation should happen on a regular basis. It should just be part of your everyday life. So today we're going to deep dive into organizing your clothes, but just know that you don't have to wait until another podcast comes around or it needs to be summer or winter break again in order for you to organize your clothes. All right, so when I went into my closet, again, there were not very many clothes that I needed to get rid of. So I spent the hour in my closet reorganizing how I had things hung. So things that were off season, which right now would be winter items, I pushed more towards the back of the closet and I kind of pushed those hangers closer together so they didn't have very much breathing room and they weren't taking up as much space. And then I put all of my favorite spring and summer clothes more in the front of the closet and I hung them on all hangers that matched and I hung them all the same way and I really looked at each clothing piece. And I found two pieces of clothing that needed to be washed because they had stains on them and I did that the next day and was able to get those stains out. I also took all of my shoes off of my shoe organizer, dusted the shoe organizer, looked at all of the shoes. I decided to get rid of one more pair of shoes. And this time when I put my shoes back, I wear a lot of navy and black. And in the closet, it's hard to tell if the shoes are navy or black. Same with socks. Like I have navy and black socks, and that's hard to tell apart too. So I decided that all navy shoes and socks would be on the right-hand side of my shoe organizer and all black would be on the left hand. So those are some of the organization things that I did in my closet when I went through it. A couple days later, I said to my kids, "Okay, I will go through your closets with you." Now you should know, my kids were so excited. I have a boy that's 18 and a girl that's 16, and they were really excited about me going through their closet with them. So if we have parents and kids listening at the same time, kids, it's okay to be excited if your parents will help you clean and organize your room. And parents, your kids do like the help. So if you're helpful, they will really like it. So I have done this over and over again. And if you've listened to some of the other kids organizing podcasts back in episode 103 to 107, you hear about how I talked to you about going through your clothing. You have favorites, you have dressy, you have uniform. I'm not going to go through that again. So if you haven't heard that podcast, you might want to go back and listen to that one. I'm going to assume that you've already heard that podcast and you understand the different kinds of clothes we have, and it's been a year or it's been a while since you listened to that podcast, and either your clothing is messy and you don't know what you have anymore, or you need to get rid of clothing. So I went through my son's clothing first, and then I went through my daughter's clothing. In my son's room, he is not hanging up his clothing, and almost all of his clothing gets hung up. His socks and underwear do not, and his like workout shorts do not. But everything else in my son's bedroom gets hung up. T-shirts, dress shirts, pants, shorts, sweatshirts, t-shirts, all of it. It all gets hung up. Part of the problem was there were empty hangers hanging in the closet, so there was no room to hang anything up, even though half of the clothes were not hung up. So the very first thing I did was I got all of the empty hangers out of the closet and I put them in a laundry basket. Hangers are complicated. When your hangers are on the rod or even if they're on the floor, like they tend to get tangled together. It's very frustrating. Hangers can be very frustrating. So I want you to do a couple of things when you go for your hangers and you're going to start to organize your closet. First of all, a laundry basket will help you a lot because you could put the hangers in the laundry basket and have all of the hangers facing the same direction, as if they were hanging up on a rod, but they're not. It will be easy to organize the hangers in this way and grab a hanger when you need one when you're putting things back into the closet and not tripping over them. This step can take up to 10 minutes, but it really is the step that will make going through your closet so much easier and nicer when you don't have those hangers in the way. Okay, step two in going through both my son's and daughter's closet after we got the hangers out of the way was to decide what are we going to keep and what are we going to get rid of. Like, there's no point in hanging everything up if we're just going to get rid of it anyway, right? So I've told you this before. How I go through my kids' clothes is I hold each item up high and the kids look at it and they say keep or get rid of, or they say yes or no. So yes means keep, no means I don't want it anymore. This is a pretty fast process for us because we have done it over and over and over again. I would say we do this at least 2 times, sometimes 4 times a year, and I've been doing this ever since my kids were 5 years old. So for Joey, that means we've probably done this almost 100 times. So my kids are really good at this. And I will tell you, because I do this often, and they know that I go super fast for 2 reasons. One, I don't want this to take forever. And 2, I know kids get bored. So if I can get all of the decisions made in about 15 minutes, then we're good to go. I hold up the piece of clothing. If they say keep, I hang it in the closet. If they say no, I just drop it to the floor. We go through everything that is hanging first. After I've gone through everything that is hanging and I have all the keeps hung in the closet, I then take a minute and I take the hangers out of everything that I've dropped on the floor, bag up everything that I've dropped in the floor into trash bags to take to Goodwill. That's where we donate our clothes. And then I put the hangers in the laundry basket that I already started at the beginning of this program. So now I have more hangers in the laundry basket. So I'm about 30 minutes into this. It may take longer when you do this the first couple times. We cleaned up all the hangers. Then we went through everything that was already hanging in the closet and made our decisions. Then we took the hangers off of everything we were donating and we put the donated items into trash bags. And I took those hangers and I put them in the laundry basket. Now this is the fun part. I take the trash bags and I tie a knot in them and then I roll them down the stairs. So we live in a 2-story house, so we're upstairs. And instead of carrying the trash bags down and putting them in the car, which is all, so heavy and not fun, I literally start at the top of the stairs and I just roll the trash bags right down to the bottom of the stairs. So I never leave the first floor. This does a couple of things. One, It gets those trash bags out so we're not tripping over them. And two, it saves my energy. All right, so now I go back into my son's room, and at this point, I am teaching my kids to do laundry. You probably are already doing your own laundry. It has taken me a while to say that I am no longer doing laundry. And as of last week, I drew a line in the sand and I said, Mom only does mom and dad's laundry, period. End of discussion. I will not wash your towels. I will not wash your clothes. I will not wash anything. So my kids are now doing their own laundry. So I sent Joey down to the laundry room to get all of his clean clothes and bring them up while I put everything in the donation bag. So here we are with Joey and I back in his bedroom. All of the clothes he wants to keep that we're hanging up are hanging up. All the donated clothes are rolled down to the bottom of the stairs, and I have a basket of hangers and he has a basket of clean laundry. Now, we went through the clean laundry. There were some items in there that were also donatable because, like, we're replacing all of his white long sleeve t-shirts. So any that were even in the laundry, those were being donated. And then there were piles of clothes on the floor, piles of sweatshirts, piles of t-shirts, piles of everything. There were two piles on the bed and two piles on the floor. So as he was going through the clean laundry and putting it away, I was holding up the items of the clean laundry that was on the floor and asking, are we keeping all of these items? To which we were keeping almost all of them. So as he said, yes, we're keeping that sweatshirt. Yes, we're keeping those pants. I would hang them up and put them in the closet. As he was going through his clean laundry in his laundry basket, he was hanging items up in the closet as well. Then we were done. Everything was clean and hanging in Joey's closet. All of his laundry was put away. All of the empty hangers were taken out of his room, and his room was done. Oh, the last thing we did with Joey was he had 8 pairs of shoes, and Joey loves his shoes. Like, he buys super, super, really cool looking shoes, but he hadn't worn some of these for years, and usually Joey gets about 4 pairs of shoes per year. So he doesn't get a lot of pairs of shoes per year. He actually wears them until they have holes in them. But even when he gets new shoes, he really likes his old shoes because he has a great artistic style, and his shoes really are a reflection of that. They're almost like artwork in his room. So the last couple of times we've gone through his room, he's not wanted to get rid of any of his shoes because they're so cool. Well, he's going off to college in a couple of weeks, and I said, these shoes are not all going to college. We probably need to get you a couple of pairs of shoes. Can we get rid of any of these? And he said, yes, he actually got rid of 4 out of 8 pairs of shoes. Before I left Joey's room, we made a list of the clothing that he still needed in order to go to college. So because he got rid of 4 pairs of shoes, it was easier for me to see that he had 2 specialty pair of shoes and 2 pairs of shoes that he wears all the time but really are worn out and have holes in them. So really, he needs 2 new pairs of shoes. But when I was looking at 8 pairs of shoes in there, it was hard for me to justify buying him more shoes. So when he decided to get rid of 4 pairs, then I was easier as the parent able to say, yes, you need to buy more shoes. So he's getting 2 more pairs of shoes. He has plenty of pants, but he wants 2 more pairs of sweatpants. We're getting all new underwear and socks and, oh, all new t-shirts. So he wears long sleeve black or white t-shirts under everything because he's always cold like I am. So we're getting 6 long sleeve black white shirts and 9 long sleeve black shirts. And you may think, wow, that's a lot of undershirts. But sometimes Joey will double those up, and he's going away to college, so he probably won't do laundry as often. And I tend to buy a lot of the basics. I'll buy my kids 21 pairs of underwear. They will have 14 pairs of socks. So if it's a basic that you're going to wear year after year after year, I will tend to buy quite a lot of those basics. But when it comes to like sweatshirts or t-shirts or new pants, I think Joey has 10 pairs of pants and probably about 10 or 12 sweatshirts and maybe 15 shirts. So not a lot of the overlay clothes, but a lot of the underclothes. And the reason why is because styles and trends change. And I'd rather you have like 10 sweatshirts that you love and you wear all the time than 30 sweatshirts and you don't wear half of them. So that's how we do it in our house. Okay, so Joey was done. Then I headed over into Abby's room. And same thing. First thing I did was I picked up all of the hangers that were on the floor or any hangers that were hanging in her closet that did not have clothes on them, and I put them in a laundry basket. Then I hung up every item that was hanging in her closet, you know, keep, go, or yes, no, or however we said it. And anything that she wanted to keep, I put back in her closet. And anything that she wanted to donate, I put on the floor. Then we took a break. I took the hangers out of everything that was on the floor and I put those clothes in a donation bag. And then I put those hangers back in the laundry basket so they were ready for hanging up. Now, in Abby's room, we had already bought her a bunch of clothes, so she didn't need any new clothes. And she'd already put away all of her clean laundry, so she didn't need to do that either. But the problem in her room was she has a lot of leggings and shorts and then like workout soft shorts. She had all three of those. And the leggings had been hung up, but that wasn't working for her. Like she didn't remember that they were hanging up. And so the organization in her closet just wasn't really working. So we reorganized her hanging and we put winter on one little rod and summer and spring on the other. Her rods are just 21 inches long. I will show you a picture in this post of what my kids' closets look like. They're traditional closets where you would open the door and there would normally be two hanging racks in there, but I took the door off the hinges and I took the racks out and I made them like mini walk-in closets. So I'll show you pictures. The problem in her room was on the other side of her closet, I had built in shelves, but the shelves were really wide. And the reason they were wide was because when I built them in there, I was storing like Polly Pocket houses and, toys. Like she was storing toys in her closet. And now we're storing clothes in her closet. And so eventually we might need to either add more shelves or do something different, but we created a make around situation for right now. On one of those shelves, she has her socks, underwear, and bras, just like I have in my closet. And then on another shelf, we put a couple of skirts and her swimsuits at the top because she doesn't wear those very often and she can reach for those if she needs them. And then we put in a bin all of her soft workout or sleeping in shorts. And next to that on the little shelf, we put all of her jean shorts because we just bought her a whole bunch of jean shorts. And the only thing that she didn't want to really declutter any of, and she had a lot of and didn't fit anywhere in her closet, were leggings. So I pulled the few pairs of jeans she had out and the one big pair of sweatpants. We did hang those up with her clothes. Those are hanging pants, and we've decided jeans will be hanging, but these leggings will not. And what I need to do is get a bigger bin on the bottom of her closet underneath this shelving in order for her to keep her leggings. But for right now, I just folded them and placed them on the floor there. And this weekend we will go and we will buy that bin. I'll go buy that bin this weekend before I take the pictures for you and put them in this post. So we did her room pretty quickly. And then we talked about her laundry and where her hamper was gonna be for the laundry that she needed to do and realized that she really didn't need any more clothes. Like she was pretty stocked on clothes, except she just got a job. And in this job, you need to wear black pants and she doesn't own any black pants. So we will go out and we will buy two black pairs of pants for her. So there you have it. This is how I went through and I straightened up my closet and how I go through my kids' clothes seasonally, organize their closet, reorganize how things are stored in different areas, make a list of what we need to buy. And this spring, I spent quite a bit of money and we've been to the store a lot. So a lot of the buying was done in advance. Usually, this is when I would make the list of what we need to buy and go out and buy things for my kids' closets. But because they are teenagers, they're able to text me when they're at the store and say, "Hey, I saw this. Can I get this?" And my reply is always, "How much?" And then they'll tell me, "How much?" And then I'll say, "Yes or no." And so they're starting to do some of their own clothing shopping, which is actually really, really fun. So I hope you guys have fun going through all of your clothes. You notice that nobody in our family has a dresser. It's kind of weird, but it works really well for us. Sometimes I think we use furniture just because we think that a bedroom needs to have a dresser, and none of us have dressers. So you may find that you can use dresser drawers for something else. You would go through your dresser drawers the same way that I told you to go through your closet. Just go ahead and take everything out of the dresser drawer and put it on your bed. Hold up each item. If you want to keep it, fold it and put it back in the dresser drawer. If you don't, drop it to the ground. And that ends up going in the car for Goodwill or wherever you donate or resell your clothing. I'll also include a picture of all of the donation bags in the back of my car. We're going to take those later tonight as well. Okay, have fun going through your clothes, and I'll be back with you next week.